Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Centric family, we are celebrating happiness today. The Lord spoke to me today just before the show started and told me that we should celebrate our happiness in Him. So we are going to do that. And the first thing we're going to do is pray and thank our Father and our Pastor Jesus for leading our show. Father, thank you for this opportunity and this great reminder to share your leading with everyone who listens in, for your leading itself, for your work in our lives, and for the gathering of this family. We thank you, Lord. We celebrate that, and today we celebrate it especially with happiness. And we want him to take the show. Sorry.
Another cold night, another late flight.
take the show, Lord Jesus, our pastor. We've got two people on the line right now, and this is a slight mystery, but I'm guessing. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
81. This Tana?
Yes.
Hi, Tana. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you at
How
work?
Are you?
I'm good.
I love you.
Are you at work? I love you too, Tana.
I have to work earlier. I have to work later. I have to leave at like 5-ish,
okay.
So I'm here for
okay.
a little bit. I love you, everybody.
Yeah.
Just about to join and everybody listening. So.
And I think I have Keith here. Keith, is that you?
But I love you, Jesus, most of all.
Yes. Keith, are you there? Maybe he's not quite ready yet. That's okay. Tana, how are you today?
I'm good. I've had the day off, so I've just been running errands, but it's really hot, and my air conditioning wasn't working, so, yeah, it was nice, a little sweat bath. But it's all good.
Yeah. We still love Jesus even when it's hot.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going home. And I'll have my brand new car with, and I won't even need air conditioning, and it's going to be awesome. I listened to Chris had posted in Facebook chat this amazing video about a bride and a groom. Like I think it's a pastor or something talking about the Jewish wedding, the bride and groom going through the whole thing. And it was so cool. It's so inspirational. It was like 45 minutes, but it was like such a good video. So,
wow.
She may have just posted it now. Let me see.
Oh, that's good. See, Alana's in chat. Hi, chat. Hi, everybody in chat. I should do that. I don't always do that. I say hi in chat. It's like I think I'm talking to different people, whether I'm typing or speaking. Hi, everybody in chat. You're really good at that, Tana. I'm like, I have to connect the two.
The Mystery of the Bride and the Bridegroom, Jonathan Cahn. But anyway, he talks about the whole thing that the Jewish people go through to get married, yeah. So it's pretty.
Yeah.
It was pretty inspirational.
Yeah.
I was like, it's exactly what's happening with us right now. But, yeah, the link's in chat, so whoever is in chat, you should watch it. It was really good. And then I don't know if Chris is going to call in, but there was some word that she had posted earlier from Feast of Trumpet 7772 as well, I should say. It was pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Doing a little clerical work here. Oh, another 818. Hello, 818.
Hey, guys. Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing pretty
Chris.
Well. How have you been?
Hey, Tana. Oh, not too bad. Just been busy working.
You haven't eaten?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Welcome.
How's everybody been doing? It's been
good.
Probably before I called.
Yeah. We're doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Having a great day and been doing very well. But today we're doing a happy show.
Thanks.
Exactly. You know what? We've got an opportunity right now to basically the way Lord put it to me is, we know by the things that we speak of and see in the world that our time to be truly, freely happy and embrace his free love, his freely given blessings is drawing to a close, and things are going to become more tense. And so he wanted to really take today and have us take today and embrace all our blessings and his guidance and just be happy. And so we're going to be happy today.
Amen to
Keith,
that.
Are you there yet? Yeah, yes, yeah.
There's a great
We're
thing
gonna...
to be happy about, something that struck me amazingly. And there's
yeah.
It's something silly that we overlook all the time, at least I do. you know, I always talk about, you know, don't take advantage of God's grace. You know, I talk to everybody about that, but I never really thought about how willingly He gives His grace. I just small example. A couple days ago, I sinned. You know, it wasn't anything major, but it was something that I was convicted on, and I was like, Lord. And I felt I was feeling very remorseful, and I was like, Lord, I'm feeling separated from You again. I don't feel You, I'm not feeling the presence of Your Spirit. And I said, Lord, please forgive me and just help me to be stronger, you know. I went to bed thinking, great, now I'm going to have to struggle with getting in touch with the Holy Spirit again. And I woke up the next morning and I had to work. And God has blessed me with working with, it's amazing. My new job started a couple months ago. I mentioned it to you guys, but I work for a Christian contracting company. So it's like amazing, because how often do you work on a construction crew that's all Christians? We're listening to Christian music all day. We're all praying for each other. You know, it's just amazing.
Wow.
I've never even imagined anything like this. You know, and that was just one of the blessings God bestowed on me. It was just like, hey, I'm going to do this for you while you wait for me, just to ease some of your pressure, ease some of your stress in life. I'm going to surround you with all Christians, you know, all day long. And I was like, amen, you know. So I get into, what's that?
That's great. I'm just saying, man, that's great.
I love
that's
it.
So
it's
cool.
Amazing. It just alleviated so much stress. I don't know if you guys remember, you know, how much I used to talk about how stressful my job was, working with just really perverse people and, you know, just being surrounded by temptation and just upset about it all the time and constantly fighting it. But anyway, I get in the truck and I'm talking to a coworker, and we start talking about how some people take the scripture verse that says Jesus is our blessed hope, and they look at it as they use it as the definition, the English definition of the word hope, which would be. They believe that they're hoping for salvation. They don't believe in the salvation. They hope that they're saved and they won't find out till they die. You know, and they're completely misinterpreting that scripture. And we were talking about that. When I started talking about it, I instantly,
Hello?
This is where just God's grace is so amazing, was I instantly felt the Spirit coming over me just by having a conversation about the Lord. You know, and the Spirit was just over me, like, just covered me completely. It was amazing. And I was like, I just smiled, and I'm like, thank You, Lord. Yeah, You forgave me so quickly. You know, Your grace is just so abundant. It's amazing that You forgive me for being such an idiot, you know. But it just made me happy, you know. That was
great.
Just something, you know, made me... smile.
Sure.
So where's everybody at? How's everybody been doing?
Okay.
Good. I'm same old, same old. Waiting for Jesus to come take us home.
Amen.
Occupying.
Amen.
Hey, Pat, will you go for just a second if you have something here? Something's going on that I have to work on. Getting disconnected here. Okay?
Do you want me to what?
If you have anything to read.
I'll read. I'll find that thing from
Oh, yeah, I do, but I'll do it. Go ahead, sweetheart.
If you guys can
you
go for
read.
A couple of minutes, I've got something that just came up here that I have to deal with, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, sweetie.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chris had Facebooked this earlier. I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Mysteries of Heaven, Heavenlies. He's from July 3rd. My children, it is the most beautiful day here in the heavenlies.
Aww.
want to discuss what is going on. This is scrolling, so I had this icon. So I want to discuss what is going on in the heavenlies, as I have been discussing it with my daughter over the past couple days, and it is certainly worth sharing. You should see my daughter's face beam when I share with her the mysteries of heaven. A smile that lasts for hours begins to emerge, and then the fireworks begin going off in her heart, for truly her heart is in heaven. My children, first of all, I want to share that there are numerous horses in the heaven, in my heavenlies.
Okay.
Yes, there are, and they are biting at the chomp to get free from their stables and to begin their flight to where you are. They are part of my heavenly escort, along with my angels and a few of my old biblical saints. Children, the horses are growing more and more restless as they also want to get the show on the road, and it is
Amen.
Beginning to get increasingly difficult to restrain them. I say this with humor, my children, because my horses are similar to my angels in one respect. They live to worship and praise my holy name. It is in their spiritual DNA to grow restless before they prance through the atmosphere announcing the groom's coming. They will also return here after I retrieve my bride and then begin making preparations along with their keepers for the massive descent to Armageddon. Can you feel the water stirring in your hearts, my bride? Can you feel my nearness now? Oh, I am most excited thinking of our gathering and then snatching you away into my bridal chamber as the end times events begin to unfold. There's more coming,
wow.
But I'm scrolling more. The second thing I would like to discuss is the anticipation of my angels. Children, my angels are also filled with excitement as they are just about ready to break through the skies with me and begin singing their own heavenly version of the wedding march. Children,
wow.
They have been rehearsing this song for so long, all rehearsed out. They do not begrudge practicing this song so often because they want to represent their king well. And you know the old adage, my children, practice makes perfect. The notes that they will sing will emit a most elegant rainbow of beauty, and never has there been a more beautiful song sung in the heavenlies. It is likened to every Christmas carol you have ever heard, all played at once. There's more coming, just waiting for it to scroll up. The horses are ready. The angels. I'm just summarizing. The horses are ready. The angels have their song. Children. Do you feel prepared now? Have you received confirmation of my soon arrival and your readiness to meet your groom? If you have not received this confirmation, it may be because you are too busy to fully give your groom your time and affection. What I mean by this, dear children, is that there is a special bond between a groom and his bride. There are hours upon hours of preparation. Have you been preparing? Have you been sitting at my feet as often as needed to truly get to know me? Most of my children that are ready to meet their Lord and Savior are sitting before my presence twice a day for about an hour, and this is a bare minimum of expectation. You wouldn't want to show up to your wedding not fully prepared, would you, children? Please invest in your relationship, or when it comes time for the wedding, I may look for another. There's more. Lastly, children, I want to ask you a favor. Please take this favor quite serious. I'm asking my daughter to fly to California this morning, and I am asking for each of her brothers and sisters to cover her in prayers. With the upcoming destruction, I'm requesting her to be present to offer aid to those who are in need. I am asking her to offer support as a direct extension of me and my father. I will have her walking about the areas most affected and praying with individuals and asking for doves of peace to descend down upon those who truly need it. If you're living in the regions that will experience judgments, I too will have you getting out of your comfort zones and giving aid to the hurting. Children, there will be things that my daughter will see that will make her... There will be many who are in shock and many who will be on their knees crying out to me and asking, where are you, God? I am here for all of my children. Please remind me, please remind those who are hurting of this. Please remind them as they are able to comprehend that all is going, all that is going around them, that I have been there all along. It was them who turned their hearts away from me. These children, hear your Lord and Savior this day. I never left any of my children. I have never left your side. Those who have been disobedient need to reconsider their relationship with their Creator. Remind them of the sacrifice that I made for them and the blood and tears that I shed for them on Calvary. Simply say John 3:16 to them and watch their heartstrings begin to tug. I will water each and every seed that my children plant in these areas of devastation. I promise that not a single conversation that you have with a hurting person will go unnoticed by me or my Father. Lift up your heads, all of you who call yourselves my sons and daughters. Your finest hour has arrived. I am with you always, even until the end of time. Let's see. Is this it? Nope. Remember to pray for your sister, children, and remember to pray for all those who live in these areas of the country about to receive my righteous hand of judgment.
This is Allie.
Let's see. This might be it. And then it says, love Jesus.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
My life is quicker.
Ride a horse.
I'll teach you guys how. I'll teach you all how to ride a horse. That's my favorite thing.
Hey, there you go.
I just have to get a Clydesdale, that's all.
My daughter loves Clydesdales.
They're wonderful. Yeah, you can ride them well. I've seen pictures of them on the beach. People ride. It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, hi, honey. Yeah, I have a
message. Yeah, are you
okay? Yeah.
I'm good. Okay.
Oh, I can. This Alana sent me this. It's from Trumpets 777, Words from Jesus to His Bride. I'm going to read it because my lights are flickering. We're expecting terrible, terrible storms. So let me read this to you guys, if I can. And if I get off the radar, you know what happened.
Is it raining cat outside?
We had a terrible storm before, and I lost power, and it came back on, and now it's getting dark again, and even worse storms are coming with terrible lightning. So, I mean, I'm safe. I'm not scared at all. I say the weather's
Was curious what's going on with it. So it's already happening.
Oh, no, now. It's really we're getting very violent storms in about any few minutes.
That's that one. Isn't that one that's going from Florida up north, right?
No, this is coming from the west. This is what hit all out there. Yeah.
We're sending it from Las Vegas, maybe we sent it.
Oh, I don't know. It came over Indiana and all those places there, yeah.
I thought you were being affected by that one that was going up Florida coast.
We have so much stuff, I don't know which it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I just know that the boomers are loud and the lightning's frequent, and that's all I need to know.
Okay.
Don't sit by the window.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is on July 2nd of this year. Words from Jesus to His Bride. Good morning to my most beautiful children who are made in the likeness of me. I celebrate all the goodness that you are doing in my name and in my Father's name. I had called my daughter away from Facebook, but because she feels so strongly to continue her prayer ministry with her friends, I have allowed her to stay. She is a bit stubborn-headed, I must say. Children, it is almost upon you. It is almost upon each of you, the hour of my arrival, to collect my most elegant bride. In most scenarios, for a wedding, you see a beautifully decorated church with flowers lining the aisle. In this most unique gathering, there will be things that you could... Did we just read this? Is this different?
continue. I don't know.
Okay. I think it's a little with flowers lining the aisle. In this most unique gathering, there will be things that you could never imagine in all the years you have been alive. See how similar this is? I will not let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, but I do want to entice you to look forward to this meeting as the most important engagement of your existence. But when I come for you, it will not be a great surprise, for the signs are everywhere. You do not even have to turn on your televisions, computers, or radios to hear the signs of my soon arrival, all caps. My children in Israel are coming under the most scrupulous attacks now, too, and I am asking each of you to please fast and pray like you have never before. A fasting saint's prayer shoot right up to my feet at the record speed. They are as fine incense to my nostrils. My daughter has asked many to fast now up to my arrival. I placed this idea in her heart as fasting is the most direct way, all caps, to getting your last-minute petitions answered. My children, my daughter was up very late last night messaging many of her prayer partners. There are so many petitions that have been given to her to pray for. One of her sisters has asked her to pray for her biological sister, who is a Muslim. Another sister has asked her to pray for a friend undertaking treatment for a thyroid condition. Of course, we offer this to Jesus as well. Do you see that everywhere you look, my children, is a person in need? These are all the reasons you need to fast and pray this day. Come before me, and I will show you what type of fast I want you to begin. Many of your friends, family, and complete strangers are counting on you. The hour is late. It is late indeed. Another note I want to bring up is a unique passage of scripture for this day. I would like all of my children to read Psalm 52, which I will read after this. It's not that long. Despite the fact that my written word is to be read aloud, there is much to learn of my character with regards to the upcoming destruction. Children, I do not want to commence this judgment, but I have no choice. I have no choice as a father who seeks to discipline his children for ignoring my authority. I am God. I am king. I am a king. I do not take rudeness and ignorance lightly. It is time to now pray without ceasing. Set your alarm clocks and get up early to pray. Skip your lunch break, set your employment, and pray. Excuse yourself from the routine activities of your lives to pray. This is my request to you, my children. Please honor this simple request. You have each picked up your crosses to follow me, and now I'm asking you to walk up to my throne and bow in reverence and leave your last-minute prayer requests at my feet. I promise I will answer them, for whatsoever you ask in my name will be given unto you. That somebody took a walk and didn't take the dog. I love you all so very much. There is no end to what I have done for each of you. Trust and obey. Trust and obey the Lord of the universe. I am Jesus Christ. I am God. I am the great I am. And then it's from Psalm 52. Oh, hold up. Get down. Right now. Get down. Gizmo. Gizmo! I'm sorry. That's the only thing that works.
Why boast? Yeah.
Okay, 52. Why boast? Oh, my goodness. Stop it! Now! Immediately, stop! You're being terribly annoying. You know better. Stop. Stop. I have to. That's the only way. Because he's got this horrible bark. All right. Why boast? Stop. Mischievous almighty man, the goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue devises mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living, Shelah. The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches. Ow, hit my hand. Oh, goodness. See, God punished me for yelling at the dog. Okay, abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Okay, it's read. Through all the turmoil here, I've got a storm in the dining room, and it's gotten real dark. Oh, my goodness. Okay, carry on, guys.
Okay, Carol, thank you. Hey, Raina came into chat, and we want to send our love to Raina. Hi, Raina.
Oh, hi, Raina.
and I think she's busy with her two-year-old, but she got a word. She just woke up from a nap, and she got a word, and she logged right in. And I had it here in just a second, but I want to read it because I think it matches kind of with why the Lord directed me to do the show about being happy today. Although this is sort of the opposite of that. It's you know, it's our kind of good news in a sense. Anyway, she said, basically, it was very short. She said, someone told me in my dream just before she woke up, tell everyone destruction is about to start now.
Wow.
And the reason that part of how I got to happiness today in terms of the show was before the show, I just sort of was checking in with the Lord, and I just had this odd feeling, and I talked to him, and he said, you know, I just said, you know, what am I feeling? Basically, he said he was sad today, at least to me.
Oh.
And he said that he was sad just because of what he was going to have to do.
Right.
And that he's okay, but he was a little bit sad, and that's what I was feeling. And that was remarkable for me because that's probably the only time I've ever had him really tell me that. I've gotten sort of other messages and sort of tones of voice, which I understood were to convey a meaning. Today it was something else, and we just sort of hung out for a while and actually went over some music. And then just before the show started, I was looking at some things that I thought were particularly dire and actually matched very nicely the word that Carol got for July. And as I recall, that all started last year in July, and I think she said on July 28th was when God spoke to her about the phrase away in a manger, which came to understand as Christmas in July.
Mm.
Well, I believe she had that on the 28th, and I was looking at something today about the 28th, and we've discussed, for example, June 28th, so that may be one of the portents for that. However, what he said to me for today was, let's do the show about our blessings and our happiness and really embrace the opportunity we have now to embrace happiness and our blessings, and to know that the time is very short, and celebrate happiness while everyone is able. And if there's anyone out there who is not fully resolved with the Lord, this is definitely the time to do it.
Hmm.
So if I can find... Donna, did you have something?
Yeah, I got reminded of what you said, just were saying. I had a flirt today from the Lord. I was reading my Facebook news feed, and one of my friends posted something and about someone's coming to visit, and then at the very end she said, it feels like Christmas in July.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Like, oh, my
wow.
gosh, thank you, Lord. I don't usually, you know, it's like whatever. I just usually thumb through. I don't usually necessarily read every single thing, but that caught my attention. Christmas in July. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, wow, there
that
you go.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Judy, love you.
There. Oh, yeah, I love Judy.
It's Judy.
Hi, Pat. Hi, dear. Yeah, I saw a Christmas in July sign on a store, and I've never seen that in my life ever. You know, they were probably there. I just never noticed them, but the Lord pointed it out to me, and it said Christmas in July, and I just giggled. It was yesterday or the day before.
Oh, wow. That would be Christmas in July if we fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, well, this was, I can't, Leah's on the line, too. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Hey, guys. Can we play telephone on Leah? It's my special request because she's blessed
sure.
us so much, and I just felt like prompted by the Lord to play telephone with Leah whenever the
Aww.
Moment we could do that.
Okay, sure, let's go.
And lift her up in prayer. She really lifts up her and her family in prayer right now. And, yeah, but when the moment's right, she needs our prayers and our words.
Leah, you want to play telephone on you? Can we hear her voice for a second?
Sure. okay.
Leah Red X is in chat.
Oh, really? Huh? It makes me want to go in there. Okay.
Yeah.
you know, I was reading last night, and I had a lot of just time with the Lord and personal experiences with like Psalm 91 like last night, and it was pretty cool, but then I was reading something, and so the Lord was prompting me to do like a study on the number of doing that. If anybody has any extra information about the number 50, that would be super helpful too.
Number what?
50.
50.
I think she said Psalm 50. We didn't hear that part.
No.
I think Psalm 50. Is I have it right here. It's right in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, right
the
off.
Number 50. Okay.
Number 50. I have it. I had Psalms open. It's oh my gosh, that's weird.
Well, Leah had mentioned Psalm, and then all of a sudden the noise came through, and nobody heard what she said after that. So I think it was Psalm 50.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Leah, do you have any requests that you would like us to pray for?
I would love it if you would pray for just my family. That would be really, really awesome. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And
okay.
Not just me, all kinds of stuff. Stuff
well,
and if you could pray for me and my family and just like extra protection, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Let's. The Lord knows your circumstances, Leah, and He knows what to do. So let's just pray over that right now, and then maybe we can do the telephone. Father, thank you for this opportunity to join as a family with Leah in prayer. We know your wisdom and insight into these situations goes beyond anything we could possibly have. So we ask for your wisdom and your love and your understanding and your grace to reach into the hearts of those involved and to the minds of those involved and to the daily lives of those involved, that you would resolve any of the difficulties that these people are having, that Leah be lifted up and supernaturally encouraged, and that she is able to see your work in her life, in her family's life, and find your reassurance and your effective work in her circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else like to go?
I'd like to pray for her.
Okay.
Father, thank you so much for Leah and her entire family. And I thank you, Father, for your spirit that is mightily at work in that beautiful home that's home to the business, where there's lots of love being poured out daily on children. And I thank you that she abides in the shadow of the Almighty, that Leah does, her whole family does. And we just, we take authority over any unclean, evil spirit that would try to navigate in that house. And we say, be gone in Jesus' name. We unite against you, and we say you will not have any hold there. And we thank you, Father, for the angels that are being loosed right now to these prayers to cover and love and protect and to bring everything that needs to be done. And we thank you for Leah's strength and her steadfastness in your spirit. Thank you, Father, that she's not moved or shaken And I thank you, Father, that these prayers will avail much. These will be powerful prayers. And this day forward, things will be different. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that what needs to be, if there's anything out of order that needs to be put in order, that you'll put in your divine order. We thank you that you allow things, but you don't let the enemy do more than he's allowed him. So we just throw you back, Satan. We throw you back, you and your demons. You will not be a hold of anything in that beautiful home full of God's glory. We thank you, Father, for Leah. I pray that the spirit of joy and the anointing of joy would pour on her right now in Jesus' name. The drunken glory of the Holy Spirit that you poured on me 6 years ago and letting me sit in. I pray that over her right now, Father God. I pray it's a peace, it's a joy, it's a free, in even greater measure even today. In Jesus' name, I thank you that Leah walks in your pure, perfect peace and joy and freedom, and I pray for greater measures of it till you get here. And, holy, yeah, ooh, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
Shut down, okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are faithful and true. Thank you.
Get her good, Lord. Give her joy. We rebuke sorrow and sadness. And
right.
You know what? The spirit of the Lord is joy. And you know what? I thank you that Leah is a joyful bride and full of peace and power. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, of mighty Jehovah God. Thank you, Jesus, that joy will be the hallmark of that house. Your joy that is her strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you to let her be a light to her family, that they see such joy in her, that they just say, I want some of that. What is that? And let them have the radical salvation that you can turn a life around instantly, Lord. Instantaneously. You can take a person and completely flip them in a 180. And, Lord, I claim that for all of our family members, for Leah's and mine and Judy's and everybody's. You know, everybody, Keith, everybody's loved ones. You say that they are claimed, that they are saved because we are saved. So I claim that radical salvation, Lord, that they'll see the light in us, they'll see you in us, and just say, how are they so happy? How are they so joyful when all of this is going on and they still have your peace, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I claim it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
I got
go ahead, Keith.
I got a word for Leah. What I got was I saw this a little river, and it was pretty calm. It was very shallow. It was a really, really small river. In fact, the river was kind of representing your family. But I saw people on both sides of the river, and you could almost touch. They could almost touch each other. It was so small of a river. So, and I saw the word division really loud, and I saw the word trust. So it looks like people were kind of going back and forth, and the one family on both sides with division was this division between them, and then there was I heard the word trust. It was lack of trust. So people were kind of coming from a lack of trust, and I felt like when I was looking into your mind, I could kind of see, Lord was showing me that you're just not feeling, right now you're just not, like, you know God loves you, but you're needing to feel that love. You're not feeling it, you're needing it. So it was a perfect prayer that Judy prayed, thank God for that. And Lord told me, then I saw him draw this line around you and different people, and he said, I'm drawing a hedge of protection around. I saw it like a fire kind of come around. So one thing he told me for you to do is say Psalm 91 every day over your family, because that'll stop any. Psalm 91 covers every bad problem that could ever come around, and it'll stop it dead in its tracks. That's your hedge of protection. And then also ask, like, if there's something going on with someone in the family that you're upset with, I know this works for me. One thing you can do is, like, just say it. If you have a problem with someone, then what I do is I'll say, I call the love of Jesus on that person. I put the love of Jesus on that person. You know, I'll do this with my brother or different people, and it'll work. And you just say it for about a good 5 minutes, and you'll see the situation of that person will change right away, you know. So call the love of Jesus upon that each member as you think of them, or whenever there's a problem or in that household, and claim your Psalm 91 And the Lord said that he will mend that division. He showed me that it was a river, but even though it was divided at the same time, it's one. So it can easily, just as much it got divided by the enemy, can come back and be as one. But we must claim Psalm 91 and ask for the love of Jesus in the household every day or any time you remember. And you'll feel that difference. You'll feel the love in your heart, your mind. He'll give you that peace. I just find sometimes, you know, praying different things really works, but calling the love of Jesus on them really even works even better, you know. So I hope that helps. Swear to God.
Yeah, I have a word for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Leah, my special flower, never fret, never doubt, I am always with you. Never leave me as I never leave you. Always be a joy. Trust all your cares to me. Cover all with my precious blood. Trust, trust, trust. You have confided all to me. I have heard as I always hear. I will not leave you alone or your concerns. I love you, Jesus. I just happened to put on a video now. Oh, my gosh. I don't have your email, but it says this video is for those who have been persecuted by their friends and family members because of their faith in Jesus. And it just quick, it says, when we come to know Jesus, we will lose relationships with certain people that we were able to get along okay with in our past. Because once they understand that we are close to Jesus, the attitude towards us will change. It's one of these videos that you kind of have to weather through them here. But I can send it to Judy or Keith and have them send it to you, dear, because I think this might have some answers for you, you know, to encourage and strengthen you. Because we're all going through this. I know I'm going through this with mine, too. But I know that God will take care of it. And, you know, just have a talk with him. Yeah, and he'll answer you.
I just want to give a testimony to the RCC prayers. I feel supernaturally lifted on days. I know people are praying for me, and people have even emailed me and said something like, the Lord just have you pray for you today. And I kid you not, I just knew out of nowhere that I was supernaturally lifted, and then someone will tell me they were praying. I can actually feel it. And these prayers are powerful that we pray one for another. The Lord had me on the way to, it was an hour drive and an hour home to the water park. I'm actually driving home now, and my brother-in-law has the kids in his car, so I'm able to call in, and there's, like, no one in my car. And he had me, though, on the way praying in tongues. The boys were in the back talking, and I was whispering it, and he was just giving me everyone's face, and just, I was praying, like your name. Some faces I've seen, but some I don't, but the names. And I was just praying over everyone. And he came over me and did it. Because I don't have, like, a religious routine, but he did it. And he reminded me these prayers had lifted me on many days. And I was like, yes. So
praise
I just want to, you know, there's so much power in our prayers one for another
praise
if the Lord
God.
Leads us. I have a feeling, Leah, are you feeling lifted up, like supernaturally lifted up right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel better. Definitely.
Yeah.
With all of this stuff. Is definitely very helpful and very precise right now. So,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, okay. I really feel like you're just going to be lifted. I heard the Lord tell me Leah's good. She's all good. And
yeah,
I don't know exactly, but He just told me she's good. She's all good. She's all good. And I was like, okay, awesome. He goes, she's good. She's good. Like, in the situation that's going on right now, he told me, you're covered. You're good. And so I just pray for it. You know, I don't know how to describe it, but out of nowhere sometimes I'll just feel like I'm supernaturally being lifted. I know those are prayers. I know they are,
oh, yeah.
You know, and there's no reason for it, really. It's just, you know, day in and day out doing stuff with the kids and I'll be floating.
Yeah.
And God bless everybody. Powerful prayers. Yeah. Leah, you're like a huge part of our family.
Yep.
And, you know, it just, you know, guys, God allows us to spoil with prayers on certain days. So take it, you know, take it. Take it.
There's one
you
more
know,
sentence here. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Beth.
This is from Karen Sarah's channel. She said, I knew that he was showing me that he is protectively watching over those that are his own with a love that is a fierce love. So there you go.
Yeah, the theme is really love for Leah, you know, just feeling God's love. And
yes.
And that's what I just feel like in her mind, she's not feeling the connection with the love of God right now. And that's where we can, as prayer warriors, bring down that love and smother her with love. And we'll levitate her off the ground with the love. We'll do crazy things.
I have a prayer to read in the chat from Carol. It says, the anointing and joy of perfect peace over Leah and her entire family. Fill Leah with the supernatural presence of God. So wherever she goes, she glows with the love and the light of the
Spirit. Yeah, and then you have more in there.
And then, Leah, this is from Rosemary in chat, a word for you. Leah, from God, what can I give you, my beautiful daughter, for your obedience to me? I give you my love, dear one. You and your family are safe in my arms.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Amen. Rhea, I think it's great that you called in today because I don't even know if Judy really knows this because I don't think she heard the beginning of the show. Just before the show, Florida asked me to basically do the show about happiness and embrace the opportunities we have to be thankful and to be happy in all of our opportunities right now. And the reason is partly because the time is growing very short where these kinds of opportunities and these are going to be available to people. And this is a message to everyone. However, you calling in today, we're going to really celebrate happiness. There's probably going to be a little more music. But he gave me the word that he just said. He started to run through different things, and then he just said, just tell her happiness soon. And he meant also in the sense of relief. And it was very powerful. And I know that he wants you to join in. And basically you calling in today is part of that theme. So embrace it because I'm sure there's something in it. Okay.
Definitely.
So
can you say that again?
Go ahead.
What he told you, Leah? What did he say for her again?
What did he say?
Happiness now. Yeah, he said happiness now.
He said happiness soon, and I don't think he means like in a month. He means like in very short period of time.
Yeah.
Very short. And he also was expressing release. In other words, embrace the happiness soon, and you will have relief now. So don't have any fear, and, you know, treat things that are not as though they were, as we thank God for his work in your life that is already done.
Amen for saying that, Jerry.
Spirit's telling me, the Holy Spirit's telling me to tell you right now that any time that you need to feel happiness and you're feeling a lack of happiness or depression or the world seeping in, to just remember the fact that we were chosen, that we as people, as the church, as the bride, were chosen before time to be the first people in over 2,000 years to see Jesus face to face. You know, that in itself is just enough reason to be happy that we are the ones that get to see him face to face since the disciples saw him for the 40 days, you know. When he walked the earth for 40 days in his glorified body, since then he's not been seen. When he ascended, he has not been seen face to face. And we were chosen to be those people. What other reason do you need to be happy than that?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. I'm going to play a song right now, in keeping with our theme. But Leah, you know, be blessed, and I know he's working with you right now, and all our time is very soon.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. If you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy. Clap along.
Awesome. So let's be happy now. The reason
so
we're happy
funny.
In the midst.
You know what's so funny? Is right before you played that song, Jerry, I was going to tell. It came in my mind I should tell Leah to go look at that happy song on YouTube and play it. And then you played that song.
Yeah, I loaded that on today and didn't even know he was going to tell me that before the show.
I was just about to say, I'll let him play a song.
See that? Yeah.
Yeah. And the next, go ahead, Judy.
No, I'm just saying that's so funny. I love it. That's what Katie made a video singing that song in the car, and then she took it down. But that was a cute video. And you called it Red Heifer Keith. It's Red Heifer.
That's
Thursday,
right. Way to go.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So, you know, just for anybody who doesn't understand, we're able to be happy because we trust in our pastor, Jesus, and his sacrifice for us. And in spite of all these things that happen in the world, we know that he has us, and we're happy because the worse things get, the closer we are to our redemption to him or in our reconciliation to him. So
amen.
This song is a Katy Perry song, but if you listen to it, I think it's a wonderful description of Jesus' love for us.
Can I read some words?
Oh, sorry, time. What?
Can I read
time.
Romans words
have...
for Leah real fast and then my own?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay, Roman. Leah, are you still on the phone, love? This is from Roman. From Jesus. Leah, I love you, my star. You are unique and special. I have made you like this. I am so proud of you. And you should be proud of how I made you. You are a masterpiece of my diversity. You are so sweet in my sight. Time has come, my daughter. I love you the way you. I love the way you dance for me. Rejoice, I come for you. You are my butterfly, so colorful and perfect. My heart wants you now. Get ready. You do not need to worry about your others. You may not see, but bricks are aligning into place, and they are safe. And in my time is perfect. They are with me and already saved. Just wait. Rejoice for your loved ones. I love you, daughter, Yeshua. So that was.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Jesus to you, Leah. And then this is from him to you. Leah is my flower, my beacon of light. She shines in the darkness. Her happiness is in my hand. She will overflow with joy.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. Beautiful words.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he says here. You're my flower, my special flower.
Okay, so Jesus, thank you, Tana, and Roman. So Jesus does love us unconditionally.
Oh,
one more song here, and if there's anyone out there who doesn't understand where our joy comes from, it comes from our Master Jesus Christ, who does love us unconditionally and has an awesome rescue plan. And if you don't know him, you need to make a phone call.
Operator, give me information. Information. Give me long distance. Long distance. Give me heaven.
1, 2, 3. Oh, operator.
Your call now. It's toll free.
Amen.
So, Keith, do you have some news items for us? If you're there.
Yeah, I can go over the news.
I'm serious.
One second.
Yeah.
Find it. Okay, so it says 6.6 earthquake strikes New Zealand. Wow, that's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then a 5.7 hits Alaska. Mm-hmm. And then so 6.6 is pretty high earthquake. Ebola outbreak becomes pandemic. The UN said that the Dow hits an all-time high, 17,000 for the first time. Wow, which is just crazy because the economy's not doing good at all. So that, you know, that's going to fall just like the gold will. Gold's also going up a lot too. So back to where it was. So both of those are going to fall when the usually one's up, one's down, but both will fall this time when the economy crashes. They said that, I guess some people were saying that Jesus would not approve of the gay pride parade, and then one of the, it's kind of funny because one of the, well, it's not funny, but one of the gay people, they dressed up like Jesus, so then the people couldn't say that Jesus disapproved of it because Jesus was there.
Oh,
that was
wow.
Silly, crazy. I know. I was doing these shenanigans. violent Palestinian protesters setting fires in Jerusalem. Well, that's crazy. Okay. ISIS is taking over Iraq using captured American weapons. There's enough weapons there for 200,000 people, part of their for their army.
Oh, wow.
That's how many weapons we left behind. You almost wonder if it was on purpose.
Wow.
I mean, why would you do that? All the weapons, all our modern weapons end up in the hands of the bad guys. A girl was arrested in helping ISIS, American girl. Chicago sinkhole swallows cars, mother and son were hospitalized. The federal government sues a Wisconsin company for English language requirement because they're requiring people speak English there. Scientists create a virus that could wipe out 400 million people. I think they already have it. Yeah. China moves to beef up naval fleet with new attacks. Basically, China moves to beef up naval fleet with new attack subs. Wow. China's been pretty powerful. They got a lot over there. Kentucky Baptist Church decides to hold a gay wedding. So you can see the one world religion taking over. The religions are becoming about, the denominations are coming about pleasing the people and rather than pleasing God. But that's been going on for some time now, so none of this surprises us. Anti-dollar, China's enforcing anti-dollar thing around the world. U.S. government agency rules governing spy on you. The U.S. ruled that the government can spy on you and it's legal. They've already been doing it. This is just, the U.S. nuclear sites were dismantled security to, sites dismantle security to save money. It's so pathetic what our president is doing, the Antichrist. He dismantled security sites at the nuclear sites so that way they're not working properly. We also have a force field around us that we use from outer space, and that was dismantled to save money too. Gosh, if you didn't know better, you'd think he's purposely doing this. Hello? New bomb threats, 5.8. That's why America, when the lights go out, we're going to be screwed because there'll be nothing to protect us. Cause right now, everything's shut down anyways. We're letting people in the border. We're not protecting our country. Obama celebrates Ramadan month, plans to host Islamic dinner at the White House. Obviously, it must be Islamic. Judge rejects Kentucky's gay marriage ban, and he says the Constitution is above God. So the U.S. He declares that the U.S. Constitution is the final authority above God. I better not be standing before the Lord saying that. Burger King sells a new Whopper. It's the Gay Pride Whopper.
Oh, my God.
China seeks great power status after centuries of sea retreat. They have a big boat, I guess. Worst president in 70 years, people are saying. Yeah, 70 years, how about ever? Hurricane warnings issued for North Carolina. Okay, and then that's it.
Wow, it's bad enough.
Well, it's going on, and we have an escape plan, and the Lord is with us. So, Pat, did you have something else you wanted to read? I don't remember.
I always have he and I, but I've been looking at the Psalms lately, and they've just moved me very deeply. What was the one? Let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry. Let's see. Oh, this, yeah, Psalm 101. It's kind of like what... Well, I'll just read it. I will sing of your love and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. I just thought that was kind of a guideline of what we wanted to do, you know, to lead a blameless life and asking God, when will you come to me? And I will walk in my house with a blameless heart. Yeah, and no vile thing will come before my eyes. So it was like, I kind of liked that. It was like, if you love the Lord, like, wow, this is that Psalm 101 was a nice guideline, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it touched me deeply. So that's what I have for you. I wanted to, that message that I had read, I sent a video to Judy. I want her to send it to Leah, and it's on how God doesn't miss a thing. He's watching. It's really good, and I think it'll give her peace because he's vehement in his love. Yeah.
I haven't tested this song yet, but it's titled The Love of God.
There's a wideness in God's mercy I cannot find in my own, and it keeps this fire burning to melt this heart of stone. Keeps me aching with the yearning, keeps me glad to have been caught. The restless raging fury that they call the love of God. Now I've seen no band of angels, but I've heard the soldiers' songs. Love hangs over them like a banner. Love within them leads them on to the battle, on the journey. And it's never gonna stop, ever widening their mercies and the fury of His love. Oh, the love of God. Now the Lord's door has opened, the door hell could never close. Here I'm tested, made worthy, tossed about, lifted up. And the reckless raging fury that they call the love of God.
Something a little bit more upbeat.
Oh, it's lovely.
The boys in the band. That's a little more upbeat.
I'm a little between emotions here because one of the reasons the Lord gave me a message was because I was starting to see some things for the future that and getting more confirmation to some of the trouble to come. And so it's kind of the message of time is short is very real, people. And anyone out there who does have any doubts and has hesitated or is self-conscious or anything like that, to go to the Lord and lay everything out for Him, please don't. Please don't, because more and more people here and everywhere else are getting the word that time is very short.
Oh, yeah.
And I can also tell you that the people on the other side are also sending those kinds of messages. So please assure your salvation and your position with the Lord and develop that relationship as quickly as possible, because He's coming and so is everything else.
Yes.
So we're going to say that that song was a little bit about the bride, and here's a song for everybody that's also kind of about the bride.
Hey, where's the drum? You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you hate me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
Times we talk about the bride, and that's a little bit easier for the ladies to get into, even though we understand it's a spiritual thing. And So we do have a classic bride. We are a classic bride. The Lord loves us deeply and has worked with us and has grown with us and has formed us into what he wants us to be. And we embrace that and we thank you for him. We thank him for that. And but sometimes for a guy, you know, we need something a little more masculine. Mm-hmm. So if we can all be a bride, I think we can all be the man.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. Time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier, standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn.
Looking around the other day, and I saw
did a search. Actually, it was accidental. I think God made me click on this by accident for his purposes. On the phrase, God of my salvation, it occurs in that phrase in several different verses. This is the King James. I'm just going to read these verses. First one is Psalm 18:46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. From Psalm 25, verse 5, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Psalm 27:9. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Psalm 51, verse 14. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Psalm 88:1. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Micah chapter 7, verse 7. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. And Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So let us joy in the God of our salvation.
Yeah.
I think Tana's back on the line. I don't know if she's muted or not. Does anyone have anything that...
Hi, Tana.
Hi, I'm heading to work.
All right, honey.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I'm the woman.
That's right.
I'm the grandma.
I just don't want to let guys be felt like they're left out. That's okay. We're all the bride. But that's fair, Tana. Totally fair. I love it.
I think it's good, Jerry. Good job on that one.
Thank you.
Because women get so crazy about that stuff, the Lord. Well, they make it sound like they're all like that.
Keith, did you have something?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay.
You preach it, brother. I'm preaching.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm preaching through the music today because it's about the joy and the
love it.
And the positive message, because we want to embrace every ounce of it that we can right now and project it out to everyone in our joy of the Lord. In our joy of the Lord, we have some confidence, and out of our confidence should come courage. And that's what this song is about.
We are brave. We might bend or even break. The journey's long, but we will celebrate.
Hey, when we go through the fire, heart and head are alive.
mention, it was passed along to me that yesterday, as you'll recall, we prayed for Jason from chat, 302, Jason 302 from chat.
Yeah.
And he came into late night chat last night and talked to a few people.
Good.
And I think he's doing well. And he heard the show in the archives. Tana, did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him. Yeah, he's fine. He thanks everyone for the prayers. Yeah, he's good. Everything's good.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's
killing
his fam. So.
Cool. Still killing those patties, I bet. So, we're
going to mention Cindy, Jerry.
Pardon me?
I said, don't even mention Patty, Jerry.
Uh-oh, sorry. Anyway, so he's doing well, and he received our prayers and was very thankful. So I think I'll move quickly into communion right now. The Lord gave me a song that I'll play when we're done, and he specifically gave me this title a couple of days ago, and I had never heard of the song before, and I'm not completely sure. But it is a great love song, and I believe the way this works is that it's called Now and Forever, and there's another band that has a song by that name, but this is by Richard Marx. And when we do play it, I think you'll hear that each verse or stanza really is like an alternate discussion, I think, like between us and God. So anyway, I know Jesus wants to express his love through this song, and he specifically requested it, so I know he's going to do something with it. So we remember, we do communion to remember Jesus as he requested at the Last Supper, and today we're remembering him in many ways, as we try to every day, but in this specific setting, he said to take the bread and the cup in remembrance of his new covenant with us, which was sealed and would be sealed in his blood. So the bread represents the body, and his body was broken for us, and he came from Bethlehem, which is the meaning of which is the house of bread. And so let us take the bread in remembrance of him. And likewise, he took the cup and said, take this in remembrance of me, my blood spilled, sealing the covenant. Mm-hmm. Let's take the cup. Father, we thank you for all of these things because you are in all of these, all things, and through all things we can remember you. On this occasion, we remember you through our communion, the elements, and also our service of you, our Raptor-centric family, and all the work that you do through us and our prayers. You send messages to each and every one of us every day, and we seek to listen and to hear you. Father, let us all be in your will. We know where you're in your protection and your love and grace. Help us to hear you and respond to you and to do the work you would have us do by prayer or other means. We thank you for this family and the time we have with you, and we thank you for this day and the message of happiness and rejoicing and in confidence and protection, love and peace that we can have now and in our expectation of our redemption. In Jesus' mighty name, thanks. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to play this song now. It's called Now and Forever.
From the battles that rage in my head.
Cheers. Beautiful.
No, that's direct from our Pastor Jesus.
Yes.
That's a special request by him.
And, Jerry, if you wanted a response that I give to him and that's from everybody, play Celine Dion's song when you get it, if that's what it takes. When you read that, when you hear that, whoa.
I think I got that. Let me see if I can find it. If that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it takes.
Yes, I call it my Gethsemane song. It's deep, but it's a response.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to the words carefully, because they're just right in response to that one, like you give back to him. It's from all of us.
Amen.
Oh, the words are...
I will. I believe you.
Mm-hmm. I hope you could. I've always wanted someone to play that. If that's what it takes, Celine Dion.
I did load it.
You listen to these words. Oh, God, dear. They're strong.
Not sure where it is.
Oh, no.
You
just see if you can't produce
You got me going, Carol or Pat. So here I am. We're going for it. I'm going to find this thing.
Okay.
The
words are off the charts.
It's interesting that you say that. That's a response because.
Oh yes.
I know he had a reason for me.
Yeah, I've always wanted
to load that.
It takes a little courage to play this song, but you want a response. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get much stronger if you're a bride.
Because I know I did it.
Oh, I hope you can play it.
First turn. I don't know. I don't know why I'm not finding it.
Dang. Jesus, have
you know what? I know. Let me do this. I will. Carol did so well the last 2 days. I'm going to play this and see if I can find that while I look, or while we play this song.
Okay.
We are going to see the King. Hallelujah.
Well, I can't find that right now. So I'm going to play this, which is not the same, but it's a similar idea.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our family. We want you to come, and we expect you, and we know we're seeing you soon.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Love you all.
Thank you. Love you all. Thank you.
Yeah. If you find that song, find it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to reload it because I know I did before. So I'll,
okay.
I'll go back after it.
Yeah. Yep. And she has another
Amen.
One, A Color of My Love. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah.
Okay.
Celine,
yeah, I
yeah,
got those emails, and I don't know why that's not in there.
Okie dokie.
But, okay. Well, love you. Thank you.
Love you all. And we'll see you in the air tomorrow.
in the air.
In the air. Group hug in the air.
Maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Guys, love
okay.
you all. Chat online everywhere.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye, everybody. Bye.